When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
Don't do that.
I did it once and you loved it. Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Michael Bauer. The best in the business is once again back in business. Joined as always by my app-forcing co-host, Nate the Professor Christian. Hi, Nate.
Hi, Mike. How was your Easter?
It was swell.
Good.
Went to a house that was too small for too many people, and I had to spend it with my anti-vax father that loves to talk politics and family functions.
That's the best way to spend your holiday, isn't it?
Fantastic. By the way, if you do not agree with my father politically, you are in fact a communist.
Naturally.
Yes.
I got to drive a lot this weekend. Cool. Lots of driving because we had to go to multiple grandparents' houses. So,
question. When you have to do said driving, are you driving or does Anna do some driving as well?
I drive 99.9% of the time.
Okay. I was going to say, then you have to make sure you hand her your phone a little bit to manage your roster, because today we're talking about elite trades to make right now. You like that segue? Of course you do. That's why you're here. And by the way, everybody, I just want to let you know that we are doing a free 7-day trial of Patreon, patreon.com/DynastyRewind. I guarantee you will at least consider sticking around. But one other thing, I don't know how you listen to this podcast. Google Podcasts was my preferred pod player. It is going bye-bye, as they say. I would like to recommend Spotify to you guys. Mm-hmm. Here's why. We do polls and everything. I always put a question up after every podcast, and I put a poll up. So last week for pod 3, it was, what do you want to do with Keenan Allen? Got two published responses. My man Duke Silver said sell high. Tyler said probably hold for now, unless I could sell him for more than what I think he's worth. Value has to be down, in my opinion. If he starts season hot, he could be a good in-season sell, which, by the way, Tyler, I agree with that a lot. And I put a poll up to Tajay Spears, buying, selling. 60% of people said buying, 40% said selling. That was based on 10 votes. So rookie numbers, got to get them up. So if you don't know where to go, if you're listening on Google Podcasts, or if you just don't like your pod player for whatever reason, but you're a big Joe Rogan fan, you're already on Spotify, come subscribe to us there. They have other podcasts too. So
yeah, and you get that. We got to get that engagement rate up, because, hey, we got a couple thousand people listening to this podcast. We only got 10 people voting on the poll. Get yourself over to Spotify.
Yeah, man. Come on. Two of our last three podcasts had over 2,000 downloads. So I know there's people out there listening. I know you're listening on Spotify. And, you know, I love doing the interaction with you guys. Let's keep it up. But, hey, let's talk some trades, man. That's what Dynasty is all about. This time of year anyway, because you're not setting any lineups. Let's talk trades, right? So we kind of split it up. We did a buy low. We did a sell high. And then you could kind of just
pick your poison.
Yeah. So, Nate, who's your buy low?
All right. My buy low, and maybe you're not buying super low, but I think you're still buying kind of low, is Nico Collins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and most importantly, CJ Stroud's wide receiver one moving forward. Right. Wait. Now, he's the – okay.
Some people might say Tank Dell. That's all I'm saying.
They can say Tank Dell.
But I
agree
with you.
They can say the rookie who was the same age as Nico Collins.
You love to point that out.
I love to point that out. I love to. I think it's very relevant. But Nico Collins, currently wide receiver 17 on Keep Trade Cut. Mike, using Dynasty Rewind ADP, we have him at wide receiver 12. So there's a little bit of a difference here. We're higher on Nico Collins over here than the consensus community by about five spots. And that's probably just almost about a round in a startup draft. So we are a little high on Nico Collins. So that's why we're buying low on him still. And you'd take a look at the stats. And to start off, he was the third highest graded player by PFF among wide receivers last year.
Interesting.
And you take a look at the stats and you can see why. Third in the NFL in yak rec. Mike, we talk about this stat all the time. It's one of our new favorite stats to talk about. And I'm so glad that you've called it yak rec rather than yards after the catch per reception. That is such a mouthful.
That's what she said.
But now everybody knows yak rec. That's what it's all about. So he had 7.1 yards after the catch per reception, only behind Debo Samuel, who had 8.7, and Rashee Rice, who had 8.1. So those guys are like aliens.
That one surprises me that Rashee Rice had 8.1.
Mike, I tried to tell you all last week. I brought this up last week that he was the second most in the NFL behind only Debo Samuel because Rashee Rice is a really good wide receiver who's better than Marquise Brown. But YouTube comments are going to tell me no. But just because Rashee Rice, I don't know why you guys don't think he's a really good wide receiver. Like, come on. Like,
you have enraged Nate.
He is an alien to have over 8 yards after the catch per reception. Some players don't even have 8 yards per catch. Come on.
That is true.
So outside of Debo and Rashee Rice, you got Nico Collins, who also has that elite yak ability. Just to mention two other players. So there's only five players in the NFL qualifying who had 7 yards after the catch or more. So obviously Debo, Rashee Rice, Nico Collins there. And then Khalil Shakir and DeMario Douglas, Mike. Both came in with 7 yards after the catch per reception. So I like the five players there. I think they're all really fun. And I think all of them would be pretty good buys. Maybe not Debo because he's still a little expensive, but we'll see what happens with him. Anyway, back to Nico. Nico, very impressive 3.11 yards per route run. Very impressive because it was the second most in the NFL last year, Mike. And one of only two players to have over 3 yards per route run. Hitting 3 yards per route run in the NFL is really hard to do. Nico Collins did it with a rookie quarterback and with Tank Dell on the field for some parts of the season. So Nico, when he's on the field, he's super productive. And 3.11, very impressive, only behind Tyreek Hill's absurd 3.72 yards per route run.
Insane.
Literally insane. Like those are crazy numbers. But Nico's up there, and that's what we're talking about here. Only had 4 drops in the season, 4.2% drop rate, and had a 47.1% contested catch rate, which is really good. So I love these guys that get open, create yards after the catch, and win contested catch situations. They fill that wide receiver triangle for me. Nico Collins does it at an elite level on all three sides. So for me, I am buying low on Nico Collins right now. And can I move a guy like DJ Moore, Jordan Addison, and a second round pick for Nico? I might be able to. And I think I'm taking that deal all the way home.
Beautiful.
I love it.
I love that too. Now, just so you know, people might not consider that buying low, but I would consider that buying low for a wide receiver one. I think we should put that out there. I love this. You know, I've been a Nico Collins fan for a long time. So absolutely. Sign me up with this. And yeah, Tyreek Hill is just
crazy.
He's a different football player, man. Mm. Completely different. And also just want to say we have questions about the guys that you said we would move on from. DJ Moore, we still don't know what Bryce Young is yet. Jordan Addison, we don't know what that's going to look like. Give me the guy that's matched up with,
man, you still got DJ Moore in Carolina. You said you don't know what Bryce Young looks like.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't know what he looks like in person. I will say that. But we don't know what exactly the Chicago Bears quarterback situation is going to look like. It's a lot of speculation. But right now, we could just give me the guy that's matched up with CJ Stroud for sure. Nate, let's sell high. I kind of hinted on this last podcast. Sell those day three running backs while you still can, because the James Robinson effect is in full effect, which is why I am selling Los Angeles Rams running back Kyren Williams. Took a year.
Yeah, let's go, Mike.
But huge production from a back that the NFL draft devalued a little bit, a lot, whatever, which I think is going to happen to fellow Notre Dame running back Audric Estime, who's running back 7 in 2023. So you're not selling a lower-tiered commodity, Okay. You're not selling crap to try to get gold here. What is his realistic shelf life? We know what he looks like on the Los Angeles Rams, right? We know how he looks there in that McVay system, but Stafford's getting older. Okay. Their backup right now is, I believe they signed Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
They signed someone. Stetson Bennett. We don't know if he's going to come back.
He was working out in Dallas. That's all I know about Stetson Bennett.
Just keep him out of Las Vegas. Sean McVay had hinted a while back about leaving previously. If you remember that, talked about possibly quitting. And he's a day three pick. So these are all things that are kind of against him. He could be a guy that just drops off. So I want to try to maximize value now, mm-hmm. especially if maybe you rode Kyren Williams. Great choice of words, Mike, to a championship last year. You can try to move on, tier up, however you want to look at it. So these are some moves that I'd be willing to make. I move Kyren Williams for DeAndre Swift. These are actual trades, by the way, fantasycalc.com. They're not sponsoring us. If they'd like to, DM me. Kyren Williams for DeAndre Swift, the 24-211 and a 25-3rd. DeAndre Swift's going to have a good year.
Yeah, I think so. And he's there for 2 years.
Perfect.
Even can I say the same for Kyren? Oh, probably. But
yeah, a mid-first, Kyren Williams, and a 24-2nd for Joe Mixon, and a 24-1st. Give me that Joe Mixon side, man. Talked about Joe Mixon last week. He's a guy that I'm a fan of in Houston. Nate, I know you're not a fan. But yeah, and in a startup, because, you know, we're talking about that, some guys that I would much rather target, Devon Achane, Travis Etienne, I would target over Kyren Williams. So, beautiful. Nate, who's your sell high?
My sell high is Jerry Jeudy. And going and looking at the values on Jerry Jeudy, it is volatile right now. It's really going to depend on your league. So we saw the contract come out. We saw the $41 million guaranteed and was like, oh, wow, look at the Browns being dumb and giving Jerry Jeudy a whole bunch of money. Well, Jerry Jeudy actually got $28 million guaranteed from the Browns. This is key because how it works out is he's getting $28 million guaranteed from the Browns. He's also getting $13 million guaranteed from the Broncos from his previous contract. So overall, that does equal 41 guaranteed, but really the Browns have only invested 28 million guaranteed. So not quite the same. You see that up to $58 million on his contract. Those up to contracts can always, they can trick you sometimes. So really the investment in Jerry Jeudy was not quite as high as maybe we thought. Now, how they structure the deal, he's there for 3 years before he gets out. Before they can get rid of him. Now, if they trade him, that might be a different thing. But Jerry Jeudy is there probably for the next 3 years. Now, with that, if you can find someone who is excited about Jerry Jeudy still, because there are people out there, myself included at times, who have really believed in Jerry Jeudy and giving him a new place to try it, some new quarterback, new coach, just a whole new situation. The Broncos situation obviously was not working out very well for Jerry Jeudy, but now he's with the Browns. And you might be able to sell him for an early second and then re-roll on a wide receiver with Ladd McConkey or maybe Adonai Mitchell, depending on where he lands in your rookie drafts, or Xavier Worthy. Or maybe you can pick up a running back in the early second, even mid-second. Current value is pretty low, so depending on the league, if you can't get him and move him for an early second, he's probably a hold. I'm not willing to move him for like a late second. I think, you know, having a wide receiver that's going to be in one place for 3 years and should at least be a wide receiver too, you would think. You know, I'm not ready to quite move on that, but I don't really believe in the Browns offense moving forward. We haven't really seen it from Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Amari Cooper is still there, who is the wide receiver one, and I don't think he's dropping off a cliff anytime soon, to be honest. I think Amari Cooper is a really good wide receiver. He's only 29 years old, so I still think he has the time that Jerry Jeudy's there. Amari Cooper is going to be the wide receiver one. So with this, I'm trying to move Jerry Jeudy for an early second. I don't know if you're going to be able to do it right this second, but I think during this offseason, you will have the opportunity to move Jerry Jeudy for an early second, and when you can, you should do it.
Yeah, I agree. Of those two, who would you rather have, Amari Cooper or Jerry Jeudy?
I'd rather have Amari Cooper, man. I love Amari Cooper. I've had him on a bunch of leagues. And he has helped me win many, many weeks, especially playoff weeks, too.
Yeah, he actually had, yardage wise, his best season as a pro last year at the age of 29, 72 catches, 1,250 yards and 5 touchdowns.
He's good.
Yeah. Well, they had a better quarterback, Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco, man, he's elite. Like, yeah. I remember scouting Amari Cooper coming out of college. He was an incredible prospect.
Do you remember he had a problem when he was in Oakland, because it was Oakland at the time, people. He just had problems really catching the ball. Got a lot better when he went to Dallas, though, I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Much better. So I was always surprised that Dallas didn't try to keep him, too. He was very productive there. But
it would have been a really nice, you know, combo of him and CeeDee Lamb for a couple of years. It would have been really nice to see them surround Dak with that kind of. But, hey, I know they got to figure out their money thing. So,
yeah. And Michael Gallup was there, too. Michael Gallup, another guy who
re-injury was pretty good.
Yeah. You know, he's a guy that I think he's a free agent right now. He would help a lot of teams out. There's a lot of back wide receiver rooms out there.
The Ravens have actually they brought Gallup in after he got released. They didn't sign him, of course, but they did take a look at him. So we'll see. I wouldn't hate Michael Gallup on the Ravens, but it just feels like such a Ravens wide receiver that's going to end up doing not much. So just go somewhere else.
I completely get it. All right. Let's go back. Let's talk about my buy low, and that's Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin, 7-year veteran, 4 of those over 1,000 yards. And consider this, all of the seasons he has played have been with Mike Evans on the other side. So he's been productive with a future Hall of Fame wide receiver on the other side. Please put Mike Evans in the Hall of Fame first ballot as soon as you can, because the man is just so.
You're going to get me started again, Mike. When Mike Evans signed his contract, I saw all these people talking about how he's not a Hall of Famer.
Wow. How is he not a Hall of Famer?
He's already a Hall of Famer. He's still going to be around for 3-4 more years. He's going to lock it in. Like, because people were like, oh, he's never led the league in receiving. He's never been like the wide receiver one. Like, or they're like, oh, it's the longevity that's going to get him to the Hall of Famer. Yeah.
I remember looking this
that's
up.
That's what gets you into the Hall of Fame, being really good for a long time. That's what it takes.
I believe he the highest he ever finished is wide receiver 3, which, by the way, still really good. And let's not forget, at the age of 30, he led the league in touchdowns last year with 13.
Yeah, so he's a touchdown
machine.
We're
talking about a guy who is just consistent week in, week out, doesn't run his mouth, doesn't miss a lot of time either, a game here or there, but it's never been a detriment to either the Buccaneers or your fantasy team. So, yeah, but more about him some other time. Chris Godwin's the guy I want. The guy's so good. Just great hands. Was wide receiver 28 last year. I think he could be a really solid wide receiver 2 on your team. He averaged 12.3 fantasy points per game. Another year with Baker, only going to make him flourish more. You can't hate that. By the way, Baker Mayfield, hats off to you for resurrecting your career. Yep. I don't know if Cleveland regrets letting you go. I should. Yeah, I don't know. Cleveland. Right now you can get him for staggered seconds. So like a 24 second and a 25 or 25, 24, you know, however you want to look at that. I did see some trades here. Godwin for Wandale Robinson in a second. I think I'd make that move for Chris Godwin. Yeah. And Jameson Williams in a 24 third for Chris Godwin. Jameson Williams just really catching strays all night tonight.
We're selling them everywhere.
We are. So Chris Godwin, definitely want him on my team. I just think he's really solid. He's going to continue to be solid. And I like what Tampa Bay is doing down there. Godwin, Evans, Kate Otten, Rashad White. Nice little starting offense down there in Tampa Bay.
It's pretty solid, actually. Chris Godwin, I do like Chris Godwin. I think he doesn't have quite the upside that some other wide receivers have, but he has a really good floor. And I think if you can find a way to fit Chris Godwin into your team, a lot of times he's probably going to end up being a flex play for you if you have a somewhat strong wide receiver core. And if he's your wide receiver 3 or your flex play, you're feeling pretty good about that. So
also, I had good value there. The number down here wrong, but 70.2% career catch rate. Pretty damn good. I'm also not buying Chris Godwin to be a wide receiver 1.
No.
I'm pairing him with the wide receiver 1.
Yeah. I personally wouldn't want him to be my wide receiver 2. I think, like I said, a wide receiver 3 on my team or a flex play.
Yeah,
that's for what sure. You're hoping for if you're a contending team.
Yeah, exactly. Nate, you got a buy low for me?
I do. So earlier I was interested in Najee Harris. Well, there is another benefactor of Arthur Smith coming to Pittsburgh, and that's Pat Freiermuth.
Oh,
Pat Freiermuth, 60 plus receptions his first 2 years in the league. He was one of three players, I believe, to have 60 receptions in the first 2 years. Unfortunately, he was injured for a good portion of last year and was not able to have another season of 60 catches, though I'm sure he would have if he played all 17 games. So now he's had the injury, which affected his season, and now everyone's kind of forgot about Pat Freiermuth. I don't know why, because he was a stud his first 2 years, but hey, what have you done for me lately? If I haven't seen you, I've forgotten about you. That's how this community works. And right now, there is opportunity to buy low on Pat Freiermuth still. Like I said, the Arthur Smith is a positive for Pat Freiermuth. We know that Pat Freiermuth is going to be on the field basically every single play. They're going to run a lot of plays out of heavy set, which creates good matchups for Pat Freiermuth when he's running against a linebacker and able to get down the field. And I know we're all upset with Arthur Smith and what he did for Kyle Pitts, or maybe what he didn't do for Kyle Pitts. Jonnu Smith became a star there for a minute. But Pitts did have 89 targets last year while coming off of an injury. Freiermuth has only had one season with more than 89 targets, and it was his second season when he had 96. So I think that Pat Freiermuth should be looking at 90 to 100 targets this year in the Arthur Smith offense. And with that, he should have another good season of low-end tight end one numbers with upside if there's touchdowns there. And with Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, we have more upside for touchdowns than we've had in Pittsburgh for the past 2 years with Kenny Pickett. So I think that Pat Freiermuth has already shown us that he's an NFL tight end, and he's a good NFL tight end. And now, coming off a bad season, he's going into the best situation that he has been in yet. That creates an opportunity for us to buy low and reap the rewards when he's productive this year and can be your tight end one. But most likely right now, you're picking up to be your backup tight end. You're picking up to be your tight end two. So when you need to have your backup tight end play, or you have a bye week or something like that, Pat Freiermuth is going to be one of the best backup tight ends that you can have right now. And you can acquire him for Luke Musgrave, Dallas Goedert, or two other tight ends. I would move for Pat Freiermuth right now. If you're looking at a different position, a guy like James Conner, I would move for Pat Freiermuth right now. Or a mid-second, a 2025 second, I would also move for Pat Freiermuth right now. There's a lot of these players worth second-round picks that I really like the value on right now. And Mike, this is why that we preach all the time that you want to have second-round picks. You want to acquire second- and third-round picks, because you take a second-round pick and you add a third-round pick on it and you get Pat Freiermuth. Or you take a second-round pick and you get Pat Freiermuth. You get Najee Harris. You get these guys that we're talking about. Those second-round picks, you don't even have to use them to actually pick drafted players. You can go get veterans at good value right now, like Pat Freiermuth.
I mean, they had some good – like, we're talking about Russell Wilson here, right? I'm just adding up.
And if Justin Fields starts, Cole Kmet was really good last year with Justin Fields. So there's just a lot going here for Pat Freiermuth.
62 tight end targets last year in Denver total. And, you know, Greg Dulcich, who was supposed to be their starter, only had four of those. So there's going to be targets. Obviously, they had dispersed that a little bit more. So Russell Wilson with Pat Freiermuth, I like that. All in on this. By the injury dip, hamstring strain is 5 games. That's what he was out for last year, in case anyone is wondering. So, Nate, I have one more buy low for you this evening, and that is New England Patriots running back Ramondre Stevenson. He let us down last year, so let's buy low this year and hope things change for us. He missed 5 games last year, 3 games with a high ankle sprain. Just said inactive for 2 others. I don't know. I couldn't find anything else on Player Profiler. So New England fans, if you know, let me know. He was running back 35 on the season, but he still averaged 12.1 fantasy points per game when he played. Remember 2022 when he was running back 7 with 14.7 fantasy points per game? Pepperidge Farms remembers. That's why we want you to get him on your roster. Look, the fact of the matter is New England is going to have to run the ball. I almost said Super Bowl. I don't know why they're not going there. Because their wide receiver depth chart is pure ass. I understand you signed Jacoby Brissett, but he cannot resurrect the careers of the men on that wide receiver depth chart. my God, it's bad. You know, I'm telling people, hey, it's bad.
My boy, though.
Should I tell them what it is?
Yeah, tell us about the good guy who's there, and then give us everyone else.
I guess DeMario Douglas be the good guy.
Let's go. Kendrick 7 Bourne. Yards after the catch. You got 7 yak wreck, bro.
Kendrick Bourne. Pretty decent. We got KJ Osborne. All right. And then we have Jalen Reagor, Tyquan Thornton, Juju, Kayshon Boutte, TJ Luther, and Kawan Baker. Okay. Hmm. So, yeah. Maybe Hunter Henry is the guy that I want.
I think whoever they draft.
Yeah, for sure. And
DeMario, of course.
But, you know, I think he's only 26. I only want him for a year or two, to be honest with you. And then you can be away. But right now you can get him. He's valued around Alvin Kamara. Did see a trade. A 25 first for Stevenson and a 24 second. And also Jalen Warren. So, yeah.
Mike, I'll ask you a question with Ramondre Stevenson. So Antonio Gibson went to New England. Are you worried about Antonio Gibson taking up a lot of those receiving targets out of the backfield? Because I feel like that's where Stevenson has really made his money fantasy football wise, is he's been the main target out of the backfield the past couple of years.
Yeah, we've been talking about Antonio Gibson taking people's targets for years now, and he's never really done it. So until he does it, no, I'm not worried about it.
He gets like 40 something targets a year. That's not nothing to sneeze at.
No, it's not nothing to sneeze at, but then again, this offense might be so bad, it might just be a 3-and-out offense. How long until Bailey Zappe is the starting quarterback?
Oh, man.
He played pretty
well. You know, if I was the New England Patriots, I probably would not go get a quarterback this year. I don't think that roster is ready for a quarterback.
Not even close. That is all we got for you. Thanks for hanging out with us. For Nate, I'm Mike. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. And it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com. Use the promo code REWIND. A 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/DynastyRewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals, everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/DynastyRewind. But until next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind. Thank you for listening.